Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormez Fatakia. It is the final full trading day of this week, and it is very difficult to describe this market in words or in adjectives. Now, until 3 p.m. yesterday, it was turning out to be just another dull day for the market, even negative for the bulls, as the Nifty, instead of crossing 22,300 on the upside, was threatening to break 22,000 again on the downside. But what followed in the next half an hour took the bears by surprise, and possibly the bulls as well, but for the latter in a good way. The Nifty recovered more than 350 points from the day's low in just 30 minutes, and let alone 22,300, the index even closed above the 22,400 mark. That was the weekly expiry for you. It gave both the bulls and the bears an opportunity, provided one had the presence of mind and, of course, some luck to go their way too. Now, Nifty's chart observers were citing 22,300 as the key level for the Nifty. With that taken out, they see upsides of at least another 200 points, with the next level of resistance showing up between 22,500 and 22,600. The same is the case for the Nifty Bank as well, but here, despite that 600 point recovery that it saw from the lows of the day, it continues to face resistance at that 48,000 mark. It did cross that level yesterday on an intraday basis, but it could not sustain above it. So it remains to be seen if that level is crossed in today's trading session. The bulls were hoping for a positive handover from Wall Street as well after the Dow Jones crossed the mark of 40,000 for the first time on Thursday, but that is not the case. It could not sustain at those levels and eventually gave up all the gains and ended lower. Even the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq ended the session with losses, modest but losses nonetheless. As a result, the rally across the Asia Pacific has also taken a pause, where the Japanese and Korean indices have opened lower. The GIFT Nifty, as we speak, is indicating a flattish start for our own markets as well. Now, plenty of big stocks are in focus today after they announced their results after market hours on Thursday, and also because of their respective news flow. Now, first up is Vodafone Idea, where the net loss for the March quarter widened, but that is due to higher interest cost. The revenue and EBITDA remained flat, while ARPU saw a marginal improvement on a sequential basis to 146 rupees. Subscriber loss for Vodafone Idea is also lesser than the earlier quarters. Now, the company over the next 3 years is anticipating capex to be in the tune of 50,000 crores to 55,000 crore rupees. Biosimilars delivered a positive surprise for Biocon in the March quarter. EBITDA and margins were both higher than expectations, and it also achieved the $1 billion revenue milestone for the year, led by the biologics business. The company also saw increased market share for key products in the US, Europe, and key emerging markets. The biosimilars business also saw significant volume growth, so we'll keep an eye out on Biocon as well. Now, Vedanta has approved its first interim dividend for FY25, which is 11 rupees a share, similar to what it had announced in December of last year. Now, this will result in a total outgo of 4,089 crores, of which the promoter will get 2,533 crores. Now, this will help the promoter, which is Vedanta Resources, service a part of their annual debt obligations. The company has also approved an equity fundraise to the tune of 8,500 crore rupees, and they will also invest in Vedanta Copper International to set up a 125 KTPA copper rod plant in Saudi Arabia. So we'll keep an eye out on Vedanta as well. Now, a block deal is likely to take place in PB FinTech today, where in confirmation of a CNBC TV18 news break, promoters are indeed planning to sell up to 1.86% of the total equity through these block deals. Now, the offer size is set to be worth 1,053 crores and the floor price is fixed at 1,258 rupees a share. The promoters are saying that the proceeds from this block deal will be used for tax purposes and ESOP exercises. And the promoters have also assured investors that no further stake sale is in the offing for at least the next 12 months. JK Paper's results may leave the street a little disappointed, as their profit fell, the revenue was also flat, but the EBITDA fell over a quarter, declining 26% from last year. The margin also narrowed down to just 20.8% from 28.1% last year, so it's an 800 basis point contraction when it comes to the margins. The company said that a significant increase in raw material costs and lower realizations across categories has impacted the performance on a year-on-year basis. They also said that selling prices continue to remain under pressure due to an increase in exports. Plenty of other names like Concor, Triveni Turbines, Crompton Greaves, Prince Pipes, Endurance Technologies, IIFL Securities, Ratnamani Metals, among others, will be reacting to their results that were reported after market hours yesterday. Among results today, JSW Steel is the Nifty component reporting results, while Astral, Bandhan Bank, Balrampur Chini, GMR Power, Godrej Industries, Phoenix Mills, Polyplex, RCF, it's a long list. And all of these broader market names will also be reporting their March quarter results today. Now keep an eye out on Mahindra and Mahindra as well, because their numbers came during market hours yesterday, but the stock reacted to it as well. Now Jefferies has upgraded the stock to a buy and has revised its price target higher to 2,910 rupees. Morgan Stanley also remains overweight on the stock and has raised its price target to 2,665. Now aside of the markets, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Mumbai today addressing a gathering at Shivaji Park. A traffic advisory has been issued for the same. You can read more details about these traffic diversions and other details on CNBCTV18.com and plan your travels accordingly. That's all for today. We hope you have a wonderful trading day, and Monday will be an important day as the city goes to the polls. So remember to head to the polling station before you utilize that market holiday. For the sharpest market insights though, stay tuned to CNBCTV18 and CNBCTV18.com.